Hello.
Hi, Arnold Palmer?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent, sir. Congratulations on your just over first anniversary.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sure everybody tells you this, but since I was a little girl, I mean, my dad idolized you, and you have been my hero since a very long time. And
well, thank you.
I'm so thrilled to be talking to you. I've got goosebumps. Okay, now, I just talked to a friend of yours, and I've known him a long time. His name is Roger Fredericks.
Oh, I know Roger very well.
Yes. You know, we used to talk at the Kaanapali Classic when Roger had his Kaanapali Golf College, and now he's like big time on the Golf Channel. How has it changed your game, working with him and the flexibility? I mean, I'm interested in how you've done a lot better since you've started working with him.
Well, I feel a lot better, and I don't know that my game has improved all that much, but what he has done and what he does for me is with the exercise program is great.
Okay. It is really good. Just being able to feel better is wonderful, and you're right. It doesn't always transfer into a great game. Let me ask you about this now. I mean, you've been in the business a long time, and so much has changed. I mean, when I talked about at the Skins last year, Jack Nicklaus walked away with $340,000. That was his biggest paycheck ever. Today, these kids are walking away with, you know, $5 million a year deals. What do you think about how the changes have come about with the kind of money that the young golfers are making now?
Well, of course, first of all, you know, that was probably one of the things that I was most interested in, was helping make that happen. I suppose it's a little bit imaginative to think that it would happen as much as it has, but I certainly don't have any objection to it. I think it's wonderful that they can do what they're doing.
Excellent. How about the equipment industry? The game's made such a, the golf equipment has made such a difference to the game.
Well, there's no question about it. And that's, of course, the equipment, and then what they've done for the equipment is part of the reason that I'm still playing. So it's pretty wonderful. And I think that just the idea of it has extended the life of a lot of golfers. Hopefully it will continue to do that.
I hope so, too, because a lot of guys get out of the game, a lot of women leave, and now it's been 20 years. They really should try again because it's come a long way. I also wanted to thank you for bringing prostate cancer to the forefront. I mean, 20 years ago it was something that, you know, you didn't talk about. What made you decide to get behind that particular cancer? Is there a reason personally?
Well, certainly I had it. And I'm a prostate cancer victim.
Okay, and you're a survivor, obviously.
That's right.
Exactly. And so, what have you? How can people? They can help by donating money to the fund that you have, right?
Of course, the money is the source to the end of the road. But more importantly, is the money helps people understand that if they get the proper care and they get treatment early, or they find the problem early, they can survive. And that's part of the reason that I'm so interested in it, is that they should have early treatment and they have a chance to survive.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of guys particularly don't like going to the doctor. And I think what it's so important that they do, that they go in, get checked, and be sure to follow up with their doctor.
That's right.
I wanted to ask you one more question. I know we're short on time. You've admired President Eisenhower. I remember hearing a conversation that you had with someone, and how much, if there's anything you'd like to have done, is something that what he did. What kept you out of politics?
Kept me out of politics?
Yeah, did anybody try to convince you to get into politics?
Well, a lot of people tried to convince me to, but that's the only real thing that I can say I had some good judgment about. I stayed out, and that was the best move I ever made.
That's wonderful. And finally, your father, like my father, played a huge role in how you approach people, life, and your fans. I mean, you have made it possible. You wrote me a letter thanking me once. What did he teach you?
Well, he taught me to be a gentleman, and I hope that I have fulfilled what he has taught me, but that was major to me. Manners, being a gentleman, learning to conduct yourself as a gentleman, take your hat off when it's proper, and thanking people, being courteous. Those are the things that he drove home, and with great emphasis on every one of them.
Thank you so much for giving me this time. I really, really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
And may you hit the sweet spot every time.
All right.
Aloha.
Good talking to you.